Chapter 6, The Secret to Relationships. Marie Diamond, Feng Shui consultant, teacher, and speaker.
The secret means for me actually that we are creators of our universe, and that every wish of what we want to create will manifest in our life. Therefore, it's very important what you wish, what your thoughts are, what your feelings are, because it will manifest. One day, I went into somebody's home, and he was an art director of a very famous film producer. In every corner, he had this beautiful image of a woman, a naked woman dressed with a fabric, kind of doing this, kind of saying, "Oh, I don't look at you, I don't see you." And I said, "I think you have trouble in your romance."
Are you a clairvoyant or something?
No, but look, seven places, you have exactly that woman.
But I love that kind of painting. I painted it myself.
That's even worse, I said, because you put all your creation and your creativity in it. Now, he's this gorgeous-looking man. He has all these actresses around him because that's the work he does. He doesn't get romance. I said, "What do you want?"
"Well, I want to date three women a week."
"Okay, paint yourself with three women and hang it in every corner." 6 months later, I see him in Europe and said, "How is your love life?"
"Great. They just call me. They all want to date me."
"Because that's your wish."
"Now I have like three dates a week. They're fighting over me."
"Good on you."
"But I really want to stabilize a little bit. I want marriage and I want romance."
"Well, paint it, okay?" So he painted a beautiful romantic relationship, and a year later he got married and is very happy. Because he put another wish out. But he wished it in himself for years, but it did not happen. Because his wish could not manifest because the outer level of himself, his house, was just contradicting himself all the time. So if you know this knowledge, you should start playing with it.
Marie Diamond's story of her client is a perfect demonstration of how feng shui reflects the teachings of the secret. It illustrates how our thoughts create powerfully when we put them into action. Any action we take must be preceded by a thought. Thoughts create the words we speak, the feelings we feel, and our actions. Actions are particularly powerful because they are thoughts that have caused us to act. We may not even realize what our innermost thoughts are, but we can see what we have been thinking by looking at the actions we have taken. In the story of the film producer, his innermost thoughts were reflected in his actions and surroundings. He had painted many women, all turning away from him. Can you see what his innermost thoughts were? Even though his words were saying he wanted to date more women, his innermost thoughts did not reflect that in his paintings. By deliberately choosing to change his actions, it caused him to focus his entire thought on what he wanted. With such a simple shift, he was able to paint his life and call it into existence through the law of attraction. When you want to attract something into your life, make sure your actions don't contradict your desires. One of the most wonderful examples of this is given by Law of Attraction teacher Mike Dooley in his audio course, Leveraging the Universe and Engaging the Magic. It is a story of a woman who wanted to attract her perfect partner into her life. She had done all the right things. She got clear about what she wanted him to be like. She made a detailed list of all of his qualities and she visualized him in her life. Despite doing all these things, there was no sign of him. Then one day as she arrived home and was parking her car in the middle of her garage, she gasped as she realized that her actions were contradicting what she wanted. If her car was in the middle of the garage, there was no room for her perfect partner's car. Her actions were powerfully saying to the universe that she did not believe she was going to receive what she had asked for. So she immediately cleaned up her garage and parked her car to one side, leaving space for her perfect partner's car on the other side. She then went into her bedroom and opened her wardrobe, which was jammed full of clothes. There was no room for her perfect partner's clothes. So she moved some of her clothes to make space. She'd also been sleeping in the middle of her bed, and so she began sleeping on her side, leaving space for her partner. This woman related her story to Mike Dooley over a dinner, and sitting next to her at the table was her perfect partner. After taking all of these powerful actions and acting as if she had already received her perfect partner, he arrived in her life, and now they are happily married. Another simple example of acting as if is a story of my sister Glenda, who is the production manager of the film The Secret. She was living and working in Australia, and she wanted to move to the United States and work with me in our US office. Glenda knew The Secret very well, and so she was doing all the right things to bring forth what she wanted. But months were passing by and she was still in Australia. Glenda looked at her actions and realized she was not acting as if she was receiving what she had asked for. So she began to take powerful actions. She organized everything in her life for her departure. She cancelled memberships, gave away things she would not need, and she got her suitcases out and packed them. Within 4 weeks, Glenda was in the United States working out of our US office. Think about what you have asked for and make sure that your actions are mirroring what you expect to receive and that they're not contradicting what you've asked for. Act as if you are receiving it. Do exactly what you would do if you were receiving it today and take actions in your life to reflect that powerful expectation. Make room to receive your desires, and as you do, you are sending out that powerful signal of expectation.
Your job is you. Lisa Nichols.
Inside relationships, it's important to first understand who's coming into the relationship, and not your partner, but to understand yourself.
James Ray.
How can you ever expect anyone else to enjoy your company if you don't enjoy your own company? And so, again, the law of attraction or the secret is about bringing that into your life, and you've got to get really, really clear. Here's the question I would ask you to consider. Do you treat yourself the way that you want other people to treat you?
When you do not treat yourself the way you want others to treat you, you can never change the way things are. Your actions are your powerful thoughts. So if you do not treat yourself with love and respect, you are emitting a signal that is saying you are not important enough, worthy enough, or deserving. That signal will continue to be broadcast, and you will experience more situations of people not treating you well. The people are just the effect. Your thoughts are the cause. You must begin to treat yourself with love and respect and emit that signal and get on that frequency. Then the law of attraction will move the entire universe and your life will be full of people who love and respect you. Many people have sacrificed themselves for others, thinking when they sacrifice themselves, they are being a good person. Wrong. To sacrifice yourself can only come from thoughts of absolute lack, because it is saying, there is not enough for everyone, so I will go without. Those feelings do not feel good and will eventually lead to resentment. There is abundance for everybody, and it is each person's responsibility to summon their own desires. You cannot summon for another person because you cannot think and feel for another. Your job is you. When you make feeling good a priority, that magnificent frequency will radiate and touch everyone close to you.
Dr. John Gray.
You become the solution for you. Don't like, now you owe me and you need to give me more. Instead, give more to yourself. Take time off to give to yourself, in a sense, to fill yourself up to fullness, to where now you can overflow in giving.
To acquire love, fill yourself up with it until you become a magnet. Charles Honnell.
Many of us were taught to put ourselves last. And as a consequence, we attracted feelings of being unworthy and undeserving. As those feelings lodged within us, we continued to attract more life situations that had us feel more unworthy and not enough. You must change that thinking.
Undoubtedly, to some, the idea of giving so much love to self will seem very cold, hard, and unmerciful. Still, this matter may be seen in a different light when we find that looking out for number one, as directed by the infinite, is really looking out for number two and is indeed the only way to permanently benefit number two. Prentice Mulford.
Unless you fill yourself up first, you have nothing to give anybody. Therefore, it is imperative that you tend to you first. Attend to your joy first. People are responsible for their own joy. When you tend to your joy and do what makes you feel good, you're a joy to be around, and you are a shining example to every child and every person in your life. When you are feeling joy, you don't even have to think about giving. It's a natural overflow.
Lisa Nichols.
I got into many relationships expecting my partner to show me my beauty because I didn't see my own beauty. When I was growing up, my heroes or my sheroes were the Bionic Woman, Wonder Woman, or Charlie's Angels. And while they're wonderful, they didn't look like me. It wasn't until I fell in love with Lisa, my mocha skin, my full lips, my round hips, my curly hair. It wasn't until that moment that I fell in love with me that the rest of the world was able to fall in love with me as well.
The reason you have to love you is because it is impossible to feel good if you don't love you. When you feel bad about yourself, you are blocking all the love and all the good that the universe has for you. When you feel bad about yourself, it feels as though you are sucking the life out of you, because all of your good on every single subject, including health, wealth, and love, is on the frequency of joy and feeling good. The feeling of having unlimited energy and that amazing feeling of health and wellness are all on the frequency of feeling good. When you don't feel good about you, you are on a frequency that is attracting more people, situations, and circumstances that will continue to make you feel bad about you. You must change your focus and begin to think about all the things that are wonderful about you. Look for the positives in you. As you focus on those things, the law of attraction will show you more great things about you. You attract what you think about. All you have to do is begin with one prolonged thought of something good about you, and the law of attraction will respond by giving you more like thoughts. Look for the good things about you. Seek and ye shall find.
Bob Proctor.
There's something so magnificent about you. I have been studying me for 44 years. I want to kiss myself. Because you're going to get to love yourself. I'm not talking about conceit. I'm talking about a healthy respect for yourself. And as you love yourself, you'll love others.
Marcy Shimoff.
In relationships, we're so used to complaining about other people. My coworkers are so difficult to work with. My husband makes me so mad. My children are so lazy. It's always focusing on the other person. But for relationships to really work, we need to focus on what we appreciate about the other person, not what we're complaining about. When we're complaining about those things, we're only getting more of those things. Even if you're having a really hard time in a relationship, things aren't working, you're not getting along, someone's in your face, you still can turn that relationship around. Take a piece of paper and for the next 30 days, once a day, sit down and write all the things that you appreciate about that person. Think about all the reasons that you love them. You appreciate their sense of humor. You appreciate how supportive they are. And what you'll find is that when you focus on appreciating and acknowledging their strengths, that's what you'll get more of. And the problems will fade away.
Lisa Nichols.
Oftentimes, you give others the opportunity to create your happiness. And many times, they fail to create it the way you want it. Why? Because only one person can be in charge of your joy, of your bliss, and that's you. So even as a parent, as a child, as a spouse, they do not have the control to create your happiness. Your joy lies within you.
All your joy is on the frequency of love, the highest and the most powerful frequency of all. You can't hold love in your hand. You can only feel it in your heart. It's a state of being. You can see evidence of love being expressed through people, but love is a feeling, and you are the only one that can radiate and emit that feeling of love. Your ability to generate feelings of love is unlimited. And when you love, you are in complete and utter harmony with the universe. Love everything you can. Love everyone you can. Focus only on things you love. Feel love, and you will experience that love and joy coming back to you, multiplied. The law of attraction must send you back more things to love. As you radiate love, it will appear as though the entire universe is doing everything for you, moving every joyful thing to you, and moving every good person to you. In truth, it is.
Secret summaries. When you want to attract a relationship, make sure your thoughts, words, actions, and surroundings don't contradict your desires. Your first job is you. Unless you fill yourself up first, you have nothing to give anybody. Treat yourself with love and respect, and you will attract people who show you love and respect. When you feel bad about yourself, you block the love. And instead, you attract more people and situations that will continue to make you feel bad about you. Focus on the qualities you love about yourself, and the law of attraction will show you more great things about you. To make a relationship work, focus on what you appreciate about the other person, and not your complaints. When you focus on the strengths, you will get more of them.